Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Tough day as the Eagles season ends yesterday evening. 23-19 at the hands of the 49ers. Happened way earlier than any of us wanted and most anticipated. The Eagles looked like they had an advantage yesterday with a banged-up Niners team, but they did not come through. The guy that was on the call yesterday for it, Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, joins us right now. Merrill, good morning.
Good morning. It's tough. It begins to sink in more the morning after. You know, you're on the air for 3.5-4 hours, and the game ends, and then the reality of it all sets in the next day.
Well, it does, Merrill. And we were saying this morning, it particularly feels weird this morning because we've gone 2 years since we've had one of these. You know, every year, you know, whenever the Eagles season ends, it's a tough day, right? Whether it ends in the regular season or a playoff loss. But last year, obviously, we didn't get to experience one, which was awesome. So we've gone 2 years without one of these. Merrill, what was your feeling as it ended yesterday? The Eagles have the first down, deep in Niners territory, and then four straight plays unsuccessful to try to win that football game.
Well, they had so many opportunities throughout the game to move the ball, the two interceptions that gave them great field position. They just weren't good enough. Let's be honest. They just were not good enough this year. And there are some deficiencies that have to be alleviated and addressed during the offseason. The offensive line was a problem from beginning to end. And they just had so many chances yesterday that they just couldn't take advantage. So, I subscribe to the old Bill Parcells' theory that your record tells you you are what you are. And they were an 11-6 team. They were a pretty good team. They did some very good things. They had some highlights, but they just weren't good enough this year.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, and it spoke to us all season. I think deep down we saw that. You could feel it. Last year we saw greatness. This year there was little greatness. It was more good, like you're saying, Merrill, and it caught them in the end. And it's going to be an interesting offseason here, Merrill, because they have a team that, you know, last year won a Super Bowl. A lot of these guys are still going to be around for a while. This defense, although it wasn't their best day yesterday, they're still really young and really good. So now, Merrill, it feels like a year where they may spend a lot of their offseason trying to improve the offensive side of the football to catch up to what they have on defense?
Well, I think the number one mission is the offensive line because that means so much. I just do not subscribe to the theory that yesterday was Jalen Hurts' fault. If people caught balls, if some of those catches were made, they would have won that game. He was on target a lot during the game. He didn't give the ball up. Look, Brock Purdy turned it over twice on interceptions and came away with a win.
He did. He let his team down at the end, and he found a way to score. Merrill, what was your perspective of that trick play? Because that was, You know, there was a lot of plays that decided that football game, but that one dialed up at the right time by Shanahan. Juwan Jennings, their wide receiver, throwing the touchdown to McCaffrey. Take us through your view of that play, because that was obviously a huge play in the game.
Boy, that was tricky to follow because they also put Sky Moore in motion, and it looked like they handed it off to Sky Moore, and then they slipped it off to Juwan Jennings, who threw the pass, and then it took a great over-the-shoulder catch by Christian McCaffrey. I mean, he didn't run for much yesterday, but he found other ways to beat you.
He did. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, joining us here after the Eagles go down to the San Francisco 49ers, 23-19. Merrill, your thoughts on A.J. Brown's season and what you think his future might be here? I mean, he's obviously been a great player for the Eagles and helped them get to two Super Bowls and win one. Yesterday was not his best day. And then, you know, there's always been questions of if he wants what he wants, right? Because he's always seemingly very emotional. Yesterday did not choose to speak after the game. Merrill, your thoughts on the season A.J. had and what you think his future might here be in Philadelphia?
Well, listen, A.J. is a very, very talented receiver. He is not a bad guy. If you meet him and know him personally, he's a very upbeat. He's a very easy guy to speak with. But he has his moments. He has his diva moments, like a lot of wide receivers. And I don't know what his future will be. I mean, it's more complicated than just saying, well, he dropped this pass and that pass. We know he is a great talent. So I don't know what the future will bring, but it was not his best season. You can't compare it with last year.
It wasn't. Now he's had better ones, and we'll see where his future goes. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on, as always, including after all these games and all the pregame shows. Merrill, it's been great talking to you all season, and I'm sure we'll catch up during the offseason, but we appreciate you being part of the show all year.
It's always my pleasure. You have a great day, Joe, and Hugh, I will see you soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
There it is. The voice of the Eagles. There is Merrill Reese. I like the sign off with you and Merrill.
It's a little. I mean, it's just
today's different. I mean, I know it's a different day.
Today, you know what it is, Joe. For me, it's starting to really sink in that what really happened yesterday. It does not feel good.
Mm-mm.
It's not a good feeling because you know what it is. It's because you know that something's going to change. And we don't know what that is. I don't know, you know, recklessly speculate. I don't know what that is. But it feels like it's going to be drastic.
You know what particularly stings about yesterday? Is deep down, didn't we all know this day was coming?
Yeah, you know what? It's, and I equate it. I know y'all love when I give these analogies.
Oh, here we go.
But it's like being in a relationship, right, that you know is going bad. You know it's bad, but
you kind of lie to yourself.
You know what it is, Joe. Yeah. Like you hold on to the good moments. Yeah. You hold on to the moments that made you feel good, even though you know that this is going in the wrong direction.
I think everyone listening knew most of the season this did not look like a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
And we just and look, there was legitimate reason last week to feel like, all right, well, they can get through this week, and then they can maybe beat a young Bears team next week. But like, we were almost talking ourselves into it rather than last year. It looked that way for a lot of the season.
Hand up. I was in full denial.
Yeah, I mean, we all lied to ourselves.
Listen, man, this
full,
feels...
Full-blown denial.
And we've all been there. This feels like a breakup song day. Like you listen to Teddy Pendergrass, I Miss You, like all the old school, like the ones that really resonate with you.
But who's breaking up? Us and
like,
this Eagles
well, you
team?
Know, it's just like,
us
you
and
know,
Petula?
You know, I admit, you like, since you went away... Like when Teddy Pendergrass broke it out, I'm drinking. Mm-mm. It just feels like a slow song day.
No singing.
Yeah.
I hear you, but
I miss you,
Sorry, some radio issues with the signal here at WIP.
But it does. It just feels like it's a melancholy day where people probably listening to their favorite slow jams or favorite breakup songs or something.
Or like something that makes you want to smash things.
Yeah, everyone has different ways of going about it. Yeah, you can listen.
For me, it's over.
Apparently.
It's over.
Yeah, not a great morning for Kyle. Kyle's had a tough day so far. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
What a lousy day, man.
A little lousy. Yeah. That's a good way to say it. It is. What are you feeling?
Here's what I'm feeling. I'm with Kyle. I'm full of rage. And then, Hugh, what made this even worse of a day was just listening to you sing. That was awful.
Thank you. Sure. I'm here for everybody.
I'm glad you're
not the
only
person that's feeling that
better
pain today.
Guys, I blame Howie for this pain because, you know, he gets all the shine when he does good. But you know what? He needs to get the shade when it's bad, because he's the one that put this coaching staff together. He's the one that put these players together. You know, you hired the head coach that stands out there like a bubblehead when the last play is being called and offers nothing, nothing. And then this offense is just shamefully embarrassing. All that money that they pushed into that side of the ball was just a total waste, because what did we get? We get this lousy-ass return on investment. KP, I fire him immediately and send him down to Turnpike to go clean toilets, because I'm done with him. And then Jalen Hurts, you better tighten up your game, because you know what? You got one more year of safety under that contract, because after next year, they got all the loopholes to boot you if they need to boot you. And now I want to focus in on our favorite offensive player. And Hugh, I second your take on this. A.J. Brown, you know, in the beginning of the year, every single week, even when we were winning, made sure to make the conversation about him. Mm-hmm. He wanted the spotlight on him. He was on Twitch, and all he's doing is just flapping his gums out there until he finally stomped enough that Jeff Lurie had to go down and address him and talk to him and calm him down. And you know what? What did he do yesterday? He goes out, drops a whole bunch of passes. Looks like he's kind of typical AJ, not really wholeheartedly involved, doesn't really care, you know, and he was a major part of the failures of that offense. And then what did he do after the game? He went and posted his picture on the back of a milk carton and disappeared like a female dog and didn't have the manhood, the cojones, to stand up there and take the fire that was going to come his way. No, he took tail and ran. So you know what? AJ, get out. And guys, all at the end of the day, all we saw was another painful version of 2003. This team stinks.
Well, they stunk yesterday. Ooh, wow. Yeah, slammed the phone down at the end. Boom. It was cowardly by AJ not to talk after the game. I mean, just come on, dude. I mean, you can't play like that and then not talk after the game.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially if you're going to run your mouth about everybody else all season long.
You have to at least own your
part of this.
Yeah, I mean, even if you want to say I didn't play well enough and then shut it down, like, you have to say, you can't just walk out. And everyone else got to ask their questions for you about the way you played. He just stunk yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that also puts your teammates in a bad spot, too.
Of course they do, because they have to.
Because they have to answer questions for you.
Yes.
And they don't really know what, they can't speak for you. So, yeah, definitely.
I just, his season, I know he got to 1,000 yards, who cares? I mean, his season was a disaster. I mean, between all the talking, I mean, it started last year after the Super Bowl when he said that that the Super Bowl didn't fulfill him. It's from then on, has he done anything like that makes you excited as a fan? All he does is become a headache. His season was a disaster.
They went out like chumps.
They did. I mean, man.
That hurt when you say it like that, though.
It was a chump way to go out.
That hurts.
Is he wrong?
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying reality hurts today.
Imagine if I laid out the way the game would have went on Friday. You all would have said, you're a hater. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, we'd have definitely
called Purdy's going to go down and win the game. He's going to have more rushing yards than Hurts. AJ's going to drop a bunch of passes, leave. Now, you might have said the Sirianni sideline thing might have happened.
He's going to drop a bunch of passes and leave.
He left.
That incident was about as predictable as you saying there would be booze.
I mean, I am an oracle, though. I did call.
You're not an oracle.
No. You guarantee to win.
That's the only part that I missed. But if you know your Greek mythology, a lot of times.
Do you know Greek mythology?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little
Who's
bit.
Your favorite character?
A Sisyphus.
Oh, boy. No. I'm sorry I asked everyone.
That can't be real.
I just made it up. I'm not going to lie. But
sounded real.
No, but the point is, you knew that this offense was going to have their moments where they sputtered. But I never thought for a moment that it would be a sputter that cost us the game, because we are more talented than the San Francisco 49ers, especially when you talk about that defense, that decimated defense that we were playing
against. So I'm glad you said that, because I brought this up a lot the last few weeks. Are we sure they're still as talented offensively as we think they are?
I do. Okay. But you know what? You know what? This is where.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know what this was?
This was straight. This is why coaching matters.
So I agree. And I think there's so many offseason questions we have to get to, but it's going to start with what do they think they actually have,
yeah,
right?
It's going to start there.
Because if they think, and Howie and Jeff think, the offense is still super talented and it was butchered by coaching this year and we can revive it, then that's the quickest path back, right? So they're going to do that. If they look at it and say, the quarterback is going down, the receiver's lost a step, the running back's lost a step, the offensive line's getting older, they may not look at it and say, yeah, we just need a new coach. They may think we need to overhaul the personnel. It's going the wrong direction. Like that assessment is the biggest thing, and then every domino falls off of that.
Not to derail this. Whoever he said, Sisyphus or whatever, that's a real guy. Yeah. Greek mythology.
What's his thing? What's his deal?
He's just the guy that rolls that big boulder up the...
Oh, yeah. That's your guy.
That's your favorite. What else do you know about him?
I mean, I know he was like, that was his punishment in Hades because he had to push it up the hill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do
good
remember
job,
a little
yeah.
bit of
so this is our last time challenging Hugh on this.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of schooled us.
All right, everything else we'll challenge him on, but not this. Football, yeah, we'll challenge
yeah, football.
Him.
You know what? I pulled that one out. Pulled that thing
you
out
did.
The air. I did that like, what was that? Quinyon Mitchell snatched that interception that we didn't do nothing with?
No,
that
hurt. Both picks did crap with.
That hurt. Three now, in a game like that, in a playoff game, to get two interceptions the way that you did, and to redeem yourself, yeah. I might add.
Yeah.
And you.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You did nothing with them? Yeah, that to me is coaching, man.
Am I allowed to say that we... Let's see, I want to say this.
Say it like you say it.
Well,
say
like,
it
I
say.
Mean, Jalen had all these drops. What is he supposed to do? Brock Purdy overcame two of his own interceptions to lead a game-winning drive. Like, go win the game. Like, go win the game. How about that? Mac Daddy's up on WIP. What's up, hey. Mac Daddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, man? We're doing bad, actually.
Is that one call really give out a Beavis and Butthead shout out?
You know, there's a lot going on here today between the Greek mythology. Yeah, I think it did happen. Mac, what do you got for us?
I got a couple of things. I'm going to try and be real quick. First, Hugh Douglas, shout out to you, my man. I loved watching you play even when you were at the Jets. And I became your biggest number one fan when you and Owens had that fallout in the locker room. I'm not trying to stir up past memories or whatever.
Thank you, bro.
Owens ripped out my heart when he came to Philly and started all that nonsense, whatever, with the team. And you took a stand for it. But anyway, I want to go back to when Lane Johnson got hurt in a game. I think it was a Sunday night game, but I don't remember what team they were playing.
It was the Lions game. Yeah, it's Sunday night here. Yep.
He went down. My confidence of them even making the playoffs were cut in half because he is so important to that offensive line. He is such a good player. You fire him over at right tackle or right guard, and I haven't seen anybody since John Runyon be that good, and Staley's even better. He makes all the other linemen, in my opinion, so much more comfortable about doing their job, and without the presence of him being there, they just all look lost because they have a 69 Camaro offensive line with a Toyota engine in it. There's something a misfire there. You know, I mean, Jeff Stoutland didn't forget how to coach. He's an outstanding offensive lineman coach. Like, I don't know if they played hurt. And they, you know what I mean? I know Dickerson, there was rumors about his knee.
Yeah.
Cam Jurgens with his back, you know. Maybe he ain't the center. You know, maybe he shuffled some guys around. But another thing I want to shout out to Jalen Hurts. In my opinion, because of his play, if I'm Howie Roseman, I get together with Jeffrey Lurie immediately, and we have a talk. Is he our guy for the next couple of years? If not, who is our guy and who do we want? I have the guy who I would really want in a trade. I don't think
who do you want? Who do you want? Yeah, who do you want?
I want Joe Burrow of Cincinnati.
Wow, now we're talking, Mac Daddy. Now we're talking.
Here we go.
He wants out of Cincinnati, no doubt about it. That's a piss poor organization. He just can't quite say, I want out of here. I don't think it'll cost much to get him.
It will cost. I disagree on that, but I'm with you on the, Mac Daddy, good phone call. Yeah, it's a yes. Mm. If Joe Burrow actually becomes available, of course the Eagles should try to get him. Of course they should.
Mm-mm.
Oh, stop.
I don't have a leg to stand on this, Joe, but I don't feel like having this conversation.
Well, Mac Daddy brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Mac Daddy, you can't call no more.
He absolutely can.
And it's
not up to you.
He's 1,000% right. Now, the one part he's wrong on, it won't cost much. It'll cost
First
a lot.
Of all,
yeah, it'll cost a lot.
I really don't like the way both of y'all just got dead quiet when you started talking.
Well, hold on. I mean, what did I say at the beginning of the show? Everyone can get it.
Like, if they could get Joe Burrow.
We have an offseason now. We just lost in embarrassing fashion. Listen. We went out like chumps, Hugh. Everyone can get it.
I had a real bad breakup, man. Allow me time to process. Don't do that.
The next one walks right through that door. I'm sorry.
It's too soon. Allow me time to process.
You don't know when the universe decides this stuff. You don't decide it. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron? Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning. Well, it's actually not a good morning, but hello, Aaron.
You know, I know the Philadelphia Eagles fan base is hurting right now this morning, but here's what I want to do. Any Philadelphia Eagles fan that is listening to the radio right now, I want you to stand up, and I want you to give yourselves a round of applause, because even though the Philadelphia Eagles season was ended disappointingly, again, there's another Super Bowl MVP caliber performance by the Philadelphia fan base. With our irrational fandom, our blind faith, our loyalty, and each and every game that the Eagles played in, whether it be home or away, the fan base showed up, gave it their all, gave it everything they had. We as fans have nothing to be ashamed of. We should be proud of the year that we had. Unfortunately, for our football team, the season is over.
Aaron, what do you want people to give a standing ovation to themselves? What are you talking about?
Get lost.
We bring it each and every week. We give it our all. Unfortunately, our team didn't do the same. This season was over in training camp when Howie Roseman made the decision to let Nick Sirianni handpick his offensive coordinator.
That happened in February. That happened in February.
Wherever it may be, before the season, okay? He was obviously outcoached in every game that he played. There was no adjustments made. There was no schemes. As a coach, your greatest talent and what you should be judged on is what you do with what you have.
How about the players? Did they play yesterday, or was it just Petula?
Let me tell you something, okay? And the prime example, Joe Giglio, is Caleb Williams. Last year, Caleb Williams looked like a first-round bust. He was terrible.
Caleb?
They were ready to run him out of Chicago.
Caleb. Caleb.
There is no way you accidentally called him Caleb.
He did that on purpose.
Caleb. Caleb Williams.
Caleb, whatever. Caleb.
That's not even a real thing.
I'm an Eagles fan. The fact is, you put Ben Johnson in
there.
Who's
the number one pick in the draft?
Now he's in the.
But Aaron, hold on. Aaron, hold. Time out. What you're saying here, and you're not even realize you're saying it, this is a Sirianni problem. Ben Johnson is the coach. He's the head coach.
Ben Johnson, I know he's the offensive coordinator.
But guess what? Guess we're not going to. But if you want to find the coach to fix Jalen Hurts for the long term, Sirianni's got to go. Nobody's taking this job and staying here for 5 years as a coordinator. It doesn't work like that.
Nick Sirianni's not going anywhere. Well, that's fine.
Then we're on the train every year. Every other year we're on this train. Because you called. You didn't even know Caleb Williams' name.
The Eagles lost.
You, Aaron. Aaron, I took it out on you, Aaron. I'm sorry.
That's why nobody.
Shut up, Aaron. What did he call Caleb Williams?
Caleb. That. I mean, come on, man. That might be a week suspension.
Two. Caleb.
I'm gonna go ahead and keep what I was about to say to myself.
Caleb.
But Aaron, you need to get you some more multicultural friends. Because that's not his name. You that's what you need to do.
Or just watch the game.
You need to read.
I mean, multicultural or not, just put the game on. They say his name 50 times.
You need to read the room too, dog, because...
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Today, of all days, was not the day. But stand up and give yourself standing up.
I know.
We are in We are in mourning. We on the couch. We are trying to figure out ways to function for the rest of the day. And you come in here talking about stand up and have a stand. You know what? This is the equivalent of that lady, God bless her heart, that was in that damn press conference last night.
The Jaguars.
For the Jaguars. And going to say some stuff like, hey, baby, I commend you. You did a hell. Ma'am.
Not today.
Ma'am. This is not the time for that. Now, you know, she's an auntie. She's an OG. But auntie, not the time for that. Aaron, it was not the time for standing O's. We are sitting up here trying not to figure out a way to punch our boss in the face because he asked us to come in and work and he doesn't understand. He's not an Eagles fan, so he doesn't understand the pain that we're feeling. And he's coming in to ask you, what's wrong with you today? You try not to punch that guy in the face and keep your job. That's where we are today.
Also, one more quick question. Is Caleb a name you need to have lots of different people around you to understand?
I wouldn't think so, but Aaron has had some moments where it's just like, dog, you read the room.
I know, but like, there's...
Like, that was a read the room moment
for me. I get it.
Me.
I think just Caleb comes in all shapes, sizes, and everything.
And colors.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's Caleb.
I mean, I would think
C-A-L-E-B.
Yeah,
Caleb. All right, 215-592.
Disaster.
94-94. That is how you hopboard. All right. All your phone calls here, your reaction, players, coaches, who's to blame. What are you feeling this morning as the Eagles season ends abruptly, even though they were about 6-point favorites in the game? Again, that's just the biggest they've lost as a favorite in the postseason in 45 years. It's remarkable to say that, but it is true. All right, your phone call's coming up, and we'll get to Hurts' role in all this. What LeSean McCoy said after the game about this offense and Hurts' role in it, that's next. Your call is Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this is the time of year where everybody's talking about fresh starts. That's why Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins and Pork Loin Filets are my weekly game plan. They're in my weekly game plan. They're preseason, packed with protein, and oven ready in about 35 minutes, so it's no stress and no guesswork. From savory brown sugar to Texas Smokehouse, Tuscan Herb, or Honey Garlic Teriyaki, these flavors turn busy nights into easy wins. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork. And Kyle, I know what I'm going to go do today.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go 3D print. Got the 3D printer, dog, for my son.
It's really for you, if we're being honest.
I think I'm going to go get one.
I knew it.
I think I'm going to get one. I need a hobby now since we don't have football.
We got some Sundays free coming up.
You 3D print as a new coordinator?
Ooh.
I'm looking for one. I'm on these 3D print websites. Boy, it's about to go down. I'm about to start, like, I asked our IT guy, Austin, to figure out. I need a multicolor 3D printer, though. Cause I need to print some multicolor stuff. I've been like since I've gotten it, and my son, me and him have been printing like scorpions, and so I'm gonna go do that. That might make me feel better today. I'm gonna go get some therapy. I need some therapy.
I think we all do. I mean, for some of us it's WIP, for some of us it's printing scorpions. I mean, I think Kyle's idea is a good
dragons
one.
And
print us a new offensive coordinator. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we've touched on this, and I brought it up in the first segment. I thought the last four plays by Jalen Hurts were terrible. I mean, I thought he gave them no chance in those four plays. He ran up the middle, -1 yard, bailed the pocket, throws the ball away. It's 3rd and 11. Overthrows Devontae Smith. He hits him on the numbers. It is a first and goal. And then the fourth down was a combination of not a great play call, and I thought he was late if he had any shot to get it to Goddard. So it was really, Jalen put them in the 4th and 11, and then the exclamation point was whatever the hell that call was by Petullo and Sirianni. But how much blame does he deserve for yesterday? I think he deserves some. I mean, he got outplayed by Brock Purdy here when Brock Purdy's got nobody and he's got a team around him that you should be able to move the football. So I'm not happy with Hurts. It's a lot like his season. I just thought it was exceedingly mediocre. This was interesting last night after the game. LeSean McCoy, and we know he still has relationships with people within the Eagles. Here's what he said about this offense and why it looked the way it looked.
Jalen Hurts. I gotta be honest, man. Like, Jalen Hurts, I need you to be special. Make plays. You know, and then, like, I did a lot of digging, man. And I won't throw them under the bus here, but I know some people, right? And the problem is we can't do different exotic looks, different formations, different motions, because I'm hearing that he can't really do it.
Why everybody go all quiet?
I'm just wondering, I want your take. What's your take?
Where everybody all quiet? I talked to Shady this morning. Mm-hmm. I texted him and he's like, hey, man, it is what it is. He you know, because we see, the reality of it is this. It has been said. But I don't know enough people in the locker room to accurately make that assessment. I don't know. But I have heard that. And that's what I alluded to a few months ago. And D-Gun alluded to. So all y'all folks that are mad, I mean, you can't get mad about something that's being said. And now this is where the chickens are coming home to roost. This is what's been said before. And when you look at the concepts of the offense, I'm not saying that it's all true, but look at Coach Moore's offense in New Orleans and look at the concepts that he's running down there and look at what we did here. And I'm not saying it's all true, but there is something there. There's definitely something there.
So are we angry at the wrong person?
I don't think so. I think it's a combination of everything because, to me, it's this. If Jalen Hurts is telling you that he doesn't want to do something or something like that, then that's on the coaching staff. When did he get so much power that he tells you what to do? That's bad coaching, in my opinion, especially when you look at an example of Khalib Williams.
No, not Khalib, yeah.
Khalib. When you look at Khalib Williams up there in Chicago, Jason Avant sat here and told us that Ben Johnson is throwing everything at him, and he had to learn it on the fly. And you know what? If you really watch football, you will know, like, look at him at the beginning of the season, and look at how much he's progressed now. He looks like a different quarterback. You couldn't have told me early in the season that the play that Khalib Williams made at the end of the play to win that game, he would have made that early.
It was
season.
An awesome throw.
Yeah. It was an awesome throw. So if you've allowed Jalen Hurts to become a monster, if you've created a monster in that locker room, that's your fault.
So I have two thoughts on this. One, and I think it's a fair juxtaposition to the job Ben Johnson did with the Bears. The one difference I would say is Ben Johnson has a late, like, what's if Caleb doesn't listen to Ben Johnson, Caleb's gone. They committed money and years to Ben Johnson. When the coordinator here is on a 1-year tryout, doesn't work, they'll just fire the coordinator.
But the
like,
point,
he doesn't. Does Petula have power?
But the point that I'm making, Nick Sirianni does.
But he doesn't do the offense.
Yeah, but Nick Sirianni runs the team. If Jalen Hurts is the malcontent that you're making him out to be, then Nick Sirianni needs to pull him to the side and be like, yo, dog, this ain't working.
So there's two parts to this, right? Is Jalen not doing what they want to progress the offense, right? Is he holding them back? Or do they think he's not capable of doing this stuff?
I mean, that's open for debate, Joe. And I'm not there. I'm not in there enough to accurately answer that question. Now, Shady has let it be known that he knows people in the locker room, and that's what he's alluding to. He talks to the guys all the time. So, you know, and he played offense. And the one thing that he said to me is, like, people that watch football know. He said, if you know, you know. And I didn't play offense. And I don't know what the quarterback's supposed to do in certain situations and things like that. But I have to defer to a guy that played the position and says, hey, this is what he's been hearing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes you wonder, are we on a decline with the quarterback that was kind of propped up last year by the running game? Because that's I just keep coming back to what is the quarterback now? And if they didn't run the hell out of the ball last year, it would have been the same thing. The passing game just isn't good. Petullo, not Petullo, it's been years.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't good last year.
I know.
And it was masked by the running game. That's why I always found it, like, so funny or interesting that everybody's so, like, shocked and appalled by this. Because we saw this exact thing last season.
Exact thing. I remember
the exact thing.
We did a show after week one. Have you given up on the passing game being good? And I said, yeah. And everyone was like, oh, my God, you're a hater. It's not been good for years. Like, it's not good.
This isn't new.
This is not new. All right, let's hear from Devontae Smith talking about the offense and what this year was.
We just didn't execute well.
What about the scheme? The scheme in general that you guys run. Do you think it does enough for, you know, in particular, I guess if you look at your own position, getting you guys over the middle?
I mean, this is the scheme that we've been in the whole time, so.
You mean since you've been
here? Yeah, so I mean.
Yeah, I see a role with it.
Well, whatever everybody thinking, I mean, it's nothing changed. It's the same scheme.
So what changed this year between a Super Bowl team and a team?
We didn't execute.
Okay.
I mean, that of all the things that has been said by an Eagle or someone around the Eagles the last few weeks, Hugh, that's the most. again, I'm not trying to say Petullo's great or anything. And if he gets fired today, hopefully they get someone better. But that's the most, maybe look over here. Like, this is not the issue. It's us. And he didn't say a particular person, but he said the scheme has been the same since he's been here. So it's not like Kevin Petullo put his own scheme in.
It's the even, now I do know that this is what I can speak to. It's because every year in the NFL, you want to add new wrinkles into your offense. Yeah. You want to do different things so that teams don't get a book on you.
Like, think about McVay and Shanahan. They always add new things each year.
Now, this is one thing I do know about, because I remember vividly, and I can echo this. We would go in every training camp with Jim Johnson. When we started training camp, we would go over plays that we were beat on last year, and we would correct those mistakes. And we started with the division. Hey, we got Giants. We be in camp. We might do two days of plays we got beat on by the Giants. And we would work on not getting beat by those plays again. And we would work on new things, new wrinkles in the defense, new concepts as far as drops and stuff like that. I remember one year they had me running with the damn running back when he came out the backfield on a wheel route. I hated that, but it was to allow other people to drop and blitz from other sides and put me in coverage. Now normally you wouldn't want to do that, but that's a wrinkle that you put in the defense. And that's how you evolve and you grow. Just like Khalid Williams is an example of the young quarterback that you throw a lot at.
Yeah.
He's benefiting tremendously now from that, and he's become a leader. Did anybody see him yelling and screaming at the receiver for running the wrong route and throwing a pick? That's what it allows you to do. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And if Jalen Hurts has hamstrung this team or hijacked this team to the point where everybody and their mama are afraid of, or they're afraid to say something to him about this offense, then that's on Coach Sirianni. That's his fault, because he's the head coach. And if you try to hire people to help him move him along and he ain't moved along, that's on you, coach. That's on you all day. Because Jalen ain't got that kind of pull. Jalen is second-round draft pick. Caleb Williams is a first-round draft pick.
Number one overall.
And Ben Johnson comes in and tells him, no, this ain't the way we do it. If you want to run this offense, I'm ad-libbing. If you want to run this offense, you have to run it the way that I want it.
Oh, he was hard on him in camp, yeah.
So what are we talking about? So Jalen in there, you know, he kicking his feet up on the desk, falling asleep in meetings, and Nick Sirianni is cool with that, going behind people back, talking about, hey, well, Jalen ain't doing what he's supposed to do, or talking about, boss, he ain't working. What are you doing? You the head coach. That's on you. So I don't blame, in the long way to answer what you're asking me, I don't blame Jalen if that's going on.
Okay. Can I ask one more question as we're on this with Jalen and his culpability? Are we sure they're going to get their pick of the litter at offensive coordinator? Like, let me just, like, I know there's one angle you say, wow, this is a great job, right? Like, you come here, you do well, you become a head coach. We saw it with Steichen, we saw it with Kellen Moore. Like, that's the pull of this job. I see it. I get it. But, like, what if this stuff is accurate, that Jalen either can't or doesn't want to do certain things? He might not want to run anymore or can't run anymore. Saquon is obviously not quite as great as he was a year ago. AJ might be out of here. Are we sure Mike McDaniel's going to say, yeah, I'm coming? I mean, he could have the Lions job. He could have maybe another head coaching job. Like, there's a sense that we're getting rid of Petullo and we're going to get this great offensive mind. I'm just saying, like, if I look at this and I'm one of these coaches and I need my next job to springboard me to be a head coach, is this the spot? I'm not sure. I'm not sure they're just going to get their number one pick. Like the coordinator is going to say, that's where I want to go. I'm not sure after what I saw this season. I don't know if the best name is going to come running to Philadelphia. Remember, Kellen Moore, he was coming off of being fired by the Chargers. Mm-hmm. He was coming off of being demoted by the Cowboys. It worked out.
Mm-hmm. And then he bounced.
But Kellen Moore wasn't like former head coach, one step down, bounced back up. Like, he was in a weird spot in his career. So, yeah, I recognize there's a lot of big names out there. I'm just saying, with the way this year went and the question marks about the receiver, AJ, the quarterback, the O-line health, Saquon, I they'll get someone, obviously, and they'll probably get someone of a name. I'm just not sure this is looked at around the NFL as, oh, I can't wait to run to Philadelphia. I mean, if Jalen Hurts is not as well-rounded as we think he is, it might not be as easy as we think.
Might not be as attractive as
yes,
you think.
Yes, yes. I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out in the next few weeks. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
let me rant a little bit on Aaron from San Diego.
Go ahead.
Dude, you don't have the right to call, to refer to the Eagles as we and us. You're from San Diego. Stay out there with your positive. It doesn't take the idea of comparing the fans' part or whatever to the players. All we got to do is dress up, show up, and yell. I can train a monkey to do that. All right? It has. These guys are way better. The worst NFL player is better than everybody else in the world.
Well, of course. Of course they are.
Say that.
Yep.
All right. So, a couple segments ago, two callers in a row were blaming the coach, which I am going to do. One of them noticed the same thing I did. On that last time out, it looked like Sirianni and Petullo were trying to convince Jalen that this was the best play when fourth down and 11. And the look on his face was kind of from the side. He was like, all right, man, I guess.
So Jeff, I want to let you finish, and I think it's totally fair what you're bringing up. He's the reason they're in fourth and 11. Like, do we recognize this? He runs and gets tripped on first down. Yeah. He bails the pocket and throws it away on second down, and he misses Devontae on third down. So if we want to say poor Jalen, the idiot coaches gave him a bad fourth down, I say poor coaches, the overrated quarterback missed three straight plays.
I get you.
Okay.
I agree with you on that. But here's what I'm getting to. The offensive scheme is not good enough where the players have such a small margin of error to be successful. That's my point. I mean, A.J. dropped three balls. That hurt. Saquon dropped the ball. That hurt. But when you have such a small margin of error and you make a mistake that could affect the whole game, that's where I think the offensive coordinator is part of the problem. And also, Elliott missing that extra. That really
You're right. I mean, Jeff, that killed them. I mean, and it's one of those things that, Jeff, man, we always appreciate the phone call. Hugh, we did the thing with the team all year. We tried to pretend things were going to be okay. We did it with the kicker. I mean, they need a new kicker. Yeah. Can we be real? It's time.
Yeah.
It's time. Oh, I got you to say it now.
Well,
now that he killed us yesterday, now we're ready to go there.
Well, not see that. That's why I didn't want to say nothing, because I knew you were going to do that. Today is the day. What did Doc Holliday say? This a day of reckoning.
Yeah, it's time for a new kicker. Jake's been a wonderful Eagle. He's gone backwards 2 years in a row. I mean, we can't be missing extra points.
Like I said, and today is a day. What, you know, I love Aaron, but you can't come with that, man. Not today.
Yeah,
you just gotta let this thing.
Worst performance in the last 24 hours: Petullo or Aaron? Eagles offense or Aaron?
Petullo.
Might be Aaron.
See, that's because you're being petty.
Eagles got to 19 points. That was a shutout he pitched there. Yeah,
but technically they didn't get to where we thought they were going to get to, because I said 21.
Yeah, you overshot it there with the 21.
Yeah, I overshot it.
You did. You did. Totally overshot
and
it.
And you guaranteed a win.
I did guarantee a win.
That no one's ever going to forget that, Hugh. That you with your chest
that
on
Hugh
Friday.
Douglas guaranteed a win.
Say it with your chest.
That, I mean, you're the one of the three of us. You said it the strongest. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Let's go Flyers.
Yeah, well, sure, we need something now.
Got my Flyers shirt on.
You do. You're wearing a Flyers. Was that intentional, or was that just?
Yeah, because I felt like, you know, I woke up this morning and I said, okay, can't wear red. Don't want to wear nothing.
If you wore red, we would have locked the doors when you got
can't
here.
Wear red. I said, so we just gonna play it safe today. We're gonna play it safe because people are mad. People are upset, and they have a right to be upset.
All
right, man.
Yeah, you got it. It's my bad, dog.
I just want to start off with shut up, Aaron. Dude, if you ever catch me applauding myself, please punch me in the face. I mean, I'll take my own ass if I do that.
Shut up, Aaron. My God.
Seriously, like, day after, it's the last thing anyone wants to hear. There's no time I want to hear that. But anyway, it drives me nuts. I was saying to Kyle earlier, every week you hear going into a game, oh, this team has the worst run defense. Oh, this team is decimated at linebacker, and we don't run. Or yesterday, why wasn't it just a steady diet of Dallas Goedert right across the middle? He would have just pummeled them, and it's like they never do what the obvious play is. I mean, I don't think so. At least, am I wrong on
that?
Well,
to the point on the over the middle, there was one play. I'm trying to remember what point of the game, but I thought Brady and Burkhart pointed out that the way they described it made it seem like Saleh knows that they just won't use the middle, so he blitzed and kind of The middle was wide open. Like, he was basically daring them, and obviously they didn't throw it to the middle. I think Jalen threw it to the flat or whatever. But, like, it's almost like when the other team's building the game plan, they're like, yeah, I dare him to throw over the middle. They won't do it.
And they could have just, you know, called quarterback draw after quarterback draw as well for that same reason. You know, fake the handoff and then Jalen Hurts gets another 10 yards. It's just unbelievable to me what they don't call. And as you were saying earlier, you put it on Hurts. You know, is it really Petullo? It's both of them. You know, it wasn't just one stooge and two smart guys. It was three stooges. I don't know. I'm out finally on Hurts and Petullo, and I'm still on the fence with Sirianni at this point. I'm not 100% out on him, but something's got to change. This is just a joke. We have too many weapons to be this poor on offense.
Yeah, and to go to the point Hugh always makes, that's where the money is. And Andy, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's, like, of all the frustration they must have in that building today, Hugh, the part that if I'm Lurie, I'm like, I spent this much money on this offense?
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Sorry, turn my mic off.
Yeah, it's only mid-segment.
Yeah. It's depressing, man. Yeah. It's depressing when you think about it, because we went into this game, and when you talk about the personnel that they had against our personnel, you say, okay, we have the better talented team.
Of course.
Across the board. The defense was playing solid. Defense did their job, in my opinion, yesterday. It's unfortunate. You kept going to the well too many times, and you didn't get anything for it. That's how I look at this game. When you talk about two interceptions in the playoffs, how many points do you get from those two interceptions?
Three.
That's it?
That's it.
Out of two, that's unacceptable, Joe. That is unacceptable in the playoffs. So the defense, to me, is not off the hook, but they're not. When you talk about the laundry list of blame to give, they're not nowhere near the top.
So they didn't have a great day, but if we kind of played the game out in our heads, like there was I think we all said it. There's going to be some plays where Shanahan beats Fangio, right? Like that's, you build that in. It's going to happen. So the offense had to pick up the slack. It wasn't like they gave up 30 or 40. They gave 23 points.
And then not only that, I look at for them to, for Coach Shanahan to come with some of those offensive concepts that he came with, especially when you talk about the way the game started, and for you to adjust and recover and still be in a position to win that game, I commend Coach Fangio for that. I commend him for that, because that's tough, especially when you talk about George Kittle going down and a bunch of guys out there making plays. But for your high-powered offense that you took all this money and put on that side of the ball to only be able to muster 19 points, to me, that's coaching. That's coaching. Whether or not we can sit here and say, Jalen Hurts don't do this, that, and that. Okay, well, if he don't do that, then you need to put him in positions to be successful. If you know your quarterback's limited, like Kellen Moore did last year, you need to be more creative and put stuff in
I agree,
that he's cool with.
But yesterday, because they were not moving the ball, they had to throw 35 times.
Yeah. When we know that's not the recipe to win.
It's not. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, the more Jalen throws, the less efficient the offense is. All right, let's do this. I mean, I guess we got to take his call. Fillmore Mike, the Niners fan,
Fillmore
is up. Mike?
Hey, man, how y'all doing, man?
Not good.
I've been on hold for hours. It's all good. Hours,
God
15
forbid.
Minutes,
oh,
man.
Forbid.
Well, I can't. I mean, I had to make you hold for a while. I mean,
no, if we're being honest, nobody wants to hear from you today.
He said, if we're being honest.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's all love. Y'all going to hear this sermon, because your fans, your staff, I love Hugh Douglas. I love you, Joe, for real, for real. But John Johnson going to say last night, he going to say, Brock Purdy is a system quarterback. If he's a system quarterback, what is Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts has regressed. Why? Because of bad coaching. What did I call in Friday? Ain't no passport office today, baby. You're going to hear the real film on Mike. Friday when I called, what did I say? Your coach sucks. He's regressed. Jalen Hurts is a solid player, but because your coaching sucks, he's regressed, right? The NFC East, NFC Least, they're soft. The whole division. You guys talk about our schedule. You guys play the Giants and the Commanders two times out of the year. Meanwhile, we playing the Rams. We playing the Seahawks, teams that really be hitting hard and really be playing. And then I just got to give a shout-out to Merrill Reese. He's class personified. I swear to God, I love Merrill Reese. I did enjoy listening to his conversation, because that's class personified. Now, Brock Purdy, way better than Jalen Hurts. Way better than Jalen Hurts. And I got a new name for Nick Sirianni.
What do you got?
Nick Tirianni, baby. Nick Tirianni. You need to replace the Jordan emoji with his face. He's a horrible coach. Could you imagine Dick Vermeil, Bill Walsh running down there yelling at Mike Quick or Jerry Rice or John Taylor face? Even Andy Reid. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, and it's annoying because I wish I could disagree with you on that. I can't. I didn't like that either. Mike, we appreciate the call, I guess.
I mean, what can you do? All right, then, Mike, have a good one.
Yeah, screw that guy. But I don't necessarily think that's something you would never see a great coach do. Like, I could very easily see Jimmy Johnson doing that.
Yeah, and I think there are times when the idea of the coach and player having a little moment.
Yeah, right.
We'll get into it on the other side.
It just wrapped up into everything and how the season ended. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I don't know. I'm not sitting here going, like, that's so unbecoming of a head coach.
On the scale of Sirianni nonsense on the sidelines.
Oh, well, it's probably minor.
Well, we'll talk about it. All right, 215-592-9494. Might have to do that on the offseason. Rank the nonsense of Sirianni on the sidelines over the last 5 years. All right, your chance to react and vent with us today. We'll get to more of you coming up on the phone lines here. And we'll get to the A.J. Brown stuff next. What Sirianni had to say after the game, Michael Strahan's take on it at halftime. And what's next for the future of A.J. Brown here in Philadelphia? All coming up next. Midday Show or on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.